Thank you very much for giving me the floor. Mr. President, let me begin by congratulating you on your election as chairperson for the Sixth Review Conference. I assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation during this session. I would also like to thank the CCW Implementation Support Unit for their integral role in enabling our discussions. Japan believes that the Sixth Review Conference will provide high contracting parties with a valuable opportunity to evaluate the achievements made so far and to renew their commitments to the convention and its protocols. Mr. President, CCW remains as relevant as ever and represents an important instrument of international law, in particular of international humanitarian law, and continues to play a vital role in preventing superfluous injury or unnecessary sufferings. Its capacity to balance consideration of military necessity and humanity allows it to function as a core instrument of international humanitarian law structure. Japan welcomes the continued efforts for universalization made by present and past CCW presidents. There are currently 106 high contracting parties to amended Protocol 2, which means that 19 high contracting parties to the CCW are not parties to the amended Protocol 2. As President Designate of the 23rd Annual Conference of High Contracting Parties to amended Protocol 2, I sent a letter in August this year to the representatives of these 19 high contracting parties. In the letter, I underscored the special political context of this year, where we have the Sixth Review Conference. I provided them with a ratification kit prepared by UNODA in order to facilitate their procedure steps toward adherence to the AP2. AP2 has been largely regarded as one of the most appropriate venues for discussing matters related to the improvised explosive devices. I would like to recall that IED attacks continue to pose a disproportionate threat to the civilian population, both during and after hostilities, and kill or injure more people annually than attacks with any other types of weapons except firearms. For the 22nd Annual Conference of High Contracting Parties to AP2, I have recently proposed, as President Designate, to update the Declaration on IED, of which submission to the 5th Review Conference was recommended by the 18th Annual Conference of AP2. The President Designate proposed, through a silent procedure, to the high contracting parties of the amended Protocol 2, to decide, first, to start the process to update the IED declaration to be guided by the President Designate and the IED coordinators with a view to preparing a draft updated IED declaration, and second, to ask the President Designate and IED coordinators to present the draft updated IED declaration to the high contracting parties to the AP2 for a consideration at the 23rd Annual Conference. As announced by the UNODA on 1st of September, no objections were raised to the silent procedure. Consequently, I intend to proceed on this matter together with the IED coordinators as decided by the high contracting parties to the AP2. Mr. President, with regard to the issue of emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapons systems laws, Japan has been actively engaged in the discussion at the Group of Government Experts, GGE. The 11 guiding principles that the high contract parties have successfully adopted in 2019 is an achievement of great value. At the coming review conference, we would like to have meaningful outcome on this important subject, building upon the past agreed documents, including 11 guiding principles. Japan believes that further clarification and discussions are necessary on the key elements pertaining to our discussion on laws, and that the discussion of the DGE on laws should be held in the context of the objectives and purposes of the Convention. We understand that key elements of this group's further consideration on laws are, first, application of international humanitarian law, human responsibility, third, human-machine interaction, and fourth, weapon reviews, as described in the joint working paper submitted by Australia, Canada, Japan, Republic of Korea, the United Kingdom, and the United States. I thank you for your attention.